As a foundation for what we're going to be doing moving forward, the series is going to be, and it's in your bulletin, you probably noticed already, we're going to call it Field Training. And this is going to be the mindset and what we're going to be doing as field workers, as we endeavor to work the field, as we endeavor to reach people. We'll talk more about that today, how God would have us to develop that way and to grow that way. And, you know, all of us, even in the midst of prayer, I mentioned, we all have a lot of things that we need to grow in, and we're never going to arrive and be a perfect representation of Christ on this earth. But here's what God wants from us. He wants us to continue to grow that way and to continue to be more effective in reaching people for Christ. We're going to look today about how that looks. Okay, so let's do this. We're going to be in two verses. Our verse up here, John 4:36, we'll read that, but then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 5. So if you would find your place in 2 Corinthians 5, and whenever you find that, you can stand with us, please. And here's what we'll do. We'll read first John 4:36. It's actually in your notes here on the first page, so maybe you can read that with me. In your notes, and then we're going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Oh, you don't have your notes. We just went over that. Sorry. That's going to happen a lot today. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If you want to maybe look up here, we're just going to say these verses together, this part of the verse, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And then we'll get into 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. If you're in 2 Corinthians, say amen. Amen. All right, so let's first just quote our portion of our verse for the year just to get our mind going, and then we'll get into our Bible reading. So if you would say it together with me, are you ready? John 4:36. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And that's what we're trying to do. We want to rejoice. And what are we rejoicing about? Well, we're rejoicing about the harvest, right? We're rejoicing about souls being saved, and we need to work together. We need sowers, we need reapers, we need to work together in the field so that at the end we can rejoice together. That's what we're looking at, and we're going to give some help as far as how to accomplish that in our training. So if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and look in verse number 18. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Okay, so Christ died and gave the message of the kingdom of God. We're going to mention that in even our morning service, so that we can be reconciled to him. And then here's what he did. He gave to us that ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Again, really just restating what he just said in the previous verse. Now, verse 20 is where we're going to spend a lot of our time. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. That's what we're all about. As Christians, that's our duty, is to go to this lost and dying world and beseech them. That means to beg them, have a burden for this, that we call our world to do this, to be reconciled to God. That's what we're called to do. So we're going to pray and get into our lesson. Lesson one is this. Field workers are ambassadors for Christ. We need to understand what that means as we move forward. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your word. Thank you, Lord, for sending your son, Lord, becoming a man, even as your word says that God was in Christ. You became a man and you died for us and made a way that we can be reconciled to you. And Lord, all of us that are saved, somebody was an ambassador to us. Somebody brought the message of reconciliation to us, and they did it in a way that we can understand it, and they did it in a way where their life did not contradict the message. And because of somebody else's ambassadorship, Lord, we are where we are. And ultimately, we understand it's because you came to this earth. So help us, God, to be involved with that. Help us to know what it means to be a good ambassador for you, and that we can continually grow in that area. Well, we love you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. Appreciate that. So if you're saved this morning, and only you and God know that, but if you're saved this morning, you've had your sins forgiven, you no longer will face the wrath of God, right? There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Have you ever considered this? Why did God leave you here? Right? Why didn't He? You get on your knees, you pray. At that moment, you and God are perfectly right with one another. The war is over. There's true peace. You know, we oftentimes when someone gets saved, they explain it like a burden lifted off their shoulder. They feel light. They feel fulfilled. Now, salvation is not a feelings thing, but those feelings, those emotions are often tied to that. And here's the reason why. Because right there, you are never more close to God. Right? You are perfectly right with your Creator. Why didn't He just right there translate you up to heaven? Have you ever considered that? Thought about that? Well, let's just think about it. What is it? Did He leave us here so that we can worship Him? Well, yes. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do, right? From that point on, we are enrolled in the field training program, right? And we learn, and with the rest of our life, we worship God and glorify God with it. But think about this. You'll worship God better in heaven without a sin nature to battle with? Okay, so was it maybe to build a better relationship with Him? Well, again, yes. We are to endeavor to build that thriving relationship with our God. But again, you'll have a perfect relationship in heaven with Him. You'll see Him face to face as He is, right? There will be nothing between you and your Savior for all of eternity. It's going to be amazing. Well, did He leave you here so that you can learn some things? Again, yes, you will learn some things. And He'll put you in situations, even as we're going to learn this morning. You'll learn lessons in the field, and He'll bring you through some stuff, and you'll learn more about Him and more about how reality is. And so partly, yes, that's why He left you here. But again, in heaven, you'll have perfect knowledge. You'll understand it all there. And so why? Why did He leave you here? It's kind of an obvious answer, but I just want us to think through it this way. He left you here to be His representative on earth. That's why He left you here. This world is not your home. You have been sent with a message from your kingdom to this earth to represent your King. Right? And to get the message of reconciliation. His message. I mean, we read it over 5 or 6 times. Paul mentions that word in some form. Reconciliation to God. And that's the message that our sovereign has given us as ambassadors to give this world. You see? That is the only reason you're here. You say, no, I mean, I have a family. That's part of it, right? Well, no, I got to work. I have a job. I've got a purpose that God has me on this earth. There's a purpose. Yeah, that purpose, though, that job, you're not here just for that job. That job is a part of your purpose, which is to represent Christ on earth. Everything that you're doing is supposed to be a part, a puzzle piece of you representing Christ on this earth, right? As you grow as you have a family, as you minister to your husband or wife, you're to bring Christ to them, right? And treat them the way Christ would treat them, right? Or as you raise your children, what you're doing is you're raising them and you're what does it say? In the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and to raise them to then also glorify Christ. Everything we do is ultimately for this purpose, to be an ambassador. Now, our theme this year is working the field, right? And I'm just going to quickly go through this because we've already mentioned it. Many of you are familiar with this. But the field is the lost, right? The field are those who don't know Christ. If you kind of look at it in from the angle we're talking about today, we have been sent by the field owner, right? to leave the house and go get in the field, right? And we're supposed to cultivate souls. We're supposed to bring people along this way. And when you work the field, we've said it, and it's on our little reel before and after church, that here's really the process that we've talked about. That first, what we need to do is plow the ground. There are people out there, there are souls out there, there are hearts out there that are not ready to receive the gospel. And you can go, you can knock on their door, they can open the door, and you say, hey, you know, if you were to die today, where would you spend eternity? That question isn't gonna register in their mind at this point. They don't want anything to do with God. They don't really they're not really interested in that. So we plowed the ground, right? Through our testimony, through the way we live our life, and through that way. And so we plow the ground. When they're ready, we plant the seed, right? We get them the information of the gospel. We get them the truth of the Word of God. And then if they've heard the gospel, then we talked last week, I believe it was, about weeding and watering the ground, right? And so as they're considering the truth of the Word of God, there's going to be other truths, in quotes, right? Not truths, but other ideas in their mind that are not true. And we're going to need to pull those weeds out of their heart and help them see what they're thinking about that's not true, what they're believing that's not true, and then to water and explain what is true, right? This is the watering and the weeding. We get them the truth, and as the truth works in their heart, and as it's cultivated, eventually a fruit will sprout, and eventually that fruit will be ripe, and when the fruit is ripe, then they're ready to receive Christ, and we don't need to yank the fruit off the tree. We just keep cultivating the plant, right? And then when they're ready, then it really is easy as asking, right? If they understood, what did Jesus say to the woman at the well? If thou understood who I was and what I have to offer and the water that I have for you, if you understood it, thou would have asked, right? And once they understood, and this is a mental thing, not an emotional thing. It's a mental thing. It's what we talked about last week. They need to be persuaded in their mind. We reason with them and we dispute things, and we open, and we allege, and we reason, and we persuade men, Paul said. And when they're persuaded fully in their mind, then they just have to place their faith, right? And they have to call out and ask. That's how it works. Okay. All right. But when we work in the field, here's what we do. We become ambassadors for Christ. Let's read verse 20 again. If you're there in 2 Corinthians 5. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to Christ. So what's an ambassador? I've been kind of explaining it along the way, talking about it, but maybe you're not familiar with the term. An ambassador is a representative and a spokesman on behalf of a sovereign, okay? And so a king, a sovereign, and then in our case, even a president would have a message to give to another nation. And so they would send an ambassador to represent them, right? To represent the sovereign, to represent the king, to represent the president, to represent our nation in that other nation. That's an ambassador, okay? An ambassador stands between two parties. They stand between the sovereign who has a message to communicate. So in our case, the message of our sovereign is what? A reconciliation, right? Be reconciled to God. And so they stand between the sovereign who has the message and then the foreign subject, the foreign land that they're going to whom the message is sent. You see? So that's who we are. We're the ones to bring the message. And here's what a good ambassador does. A good ambassador represents his sovereign well. That's, if you want to be a good ambassador, that's what you're doing. Your whole life is intended to representing God well to this world. When someone deals with an ambassador, it is, like Paul says, as though God did beseech you by us. We're standing on God's behalf. Just think about it this way. If an ambassador from Russia comes, or an ambassador from China, or an ambassador from Europe someplace comes, as we deal with that ambassador, it says something about the one who sent the ambassador, doesn't it? That we get a sense of what the sovereign is like. If, what do you mean? If the ambassador is harsh and rude and unreasonable, then you can't help but think that the sovereign also then is harsh and rude and unreasonable. Are you following this? And for sure, the message the ambassador gives and actually says with his mouth, we are going to see that as the message of the sovereign who sent them. Right? And so, a good ambassador needs to represent the sovereign well. And here's the thing that Paul is saying in our passage. He says, we are ambassadors. What does that mean? We do not get to choose if we are an ambassador. We are an ambassador. We've been left on this earth to represent Christ. And if you look in our context, we know the message that we're supposed to give. Be reconciled to God. That's the message that our sovereign has given us to take to this world and to be his representative and give to this world. The message is very obvious. God is at war with this world, isn't he? And he wants peace. And he has sent us to deliver the message of peace to this world. But here's the thing. People cannot see God. People cannot hear God. They can only see and hear us. Are you following this? I want us to engage our brain with this. This is fundamental. This idea is going to affect, I don't even know how long, maybe a whole year of lessons. Okay, but this is the foundation. So we really got to engage our brains on this. Our world cannot see and hear God. Our world only sees and hears us. And as a Christian, you might be the only Bible that somebody reads. Truly. And here's what's going to happen, whether you like it or not. They are going to draw conclusions about your God by how you act and by what you say and by what you do. When they observe you, they will make conclusions about your God because you are an ambassador. And so, our demeanor, you know, our presence, how we carry ourselves, our character, our reasoning, how we get this message across, and then our message, our actual message, the things we say, will be seen as reflecting Christ. You do not get to choose that. Have you ever heard statements like this? Well, I don't go to church because Christians are hypocrites, right? That's one of the many levels that they... But here's what's going on. You can get mad about that or not, but they are deciding whether or not they receive the message of the Bible because of how they watch Christians live. It's true. You can't deny it. I don't go to church because Christians are bigoted and unreasonable. They don't even listen to me. They don't even care what I have to say. They just show up, knock, 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 and then just blow me out of the water with Bible verses. They don't even care about what I think. That's why I don't go, because there's people like that that go to church. I don't go to church because I don't like their message, and that can happen. Now, we can't help that one. So that's going to happen, but we can make sure we represent his character well, and we can make sure we represent the way we give it well, and then the message well. But I'm just saying the way we live our life and the things we say will represent our sovereign, our God. And so the question you need to ask yourself this morning is this. What am I communicating to those around me about Christ? Through how I live and through what I say. Because you are communicating something. What are you communicating? So we don't get to choose if we are an ambassador. Here's really our only choice. Are you going to be a good ambassador or a bad ambassador? Are you going to represent your king well, or are you going to misrepresent your king? Hey, if people are upset at God, it's not his fault, right? If people view God as hypocritical or as rude or as bigoted or as angry, that's not our God. Somebody represented him that way, right? Let's not be that. Are you following me? Let's not be that. And so just think about it this way. What then makes a good ambassador? Well, let's just, I want you to, again, just we're just thinking here, okay? So don't check out. Pay close attention, all right? What if you were the president of the United States? Right, Aiden? What if Aiden was president of the United States? That would be good. Yeah, I mean, one day you would make a great president. Not right now. It's illegal. You're not 35. I can't even be president. I'm only 32. Anyway, but just in this world, what if you were the president of the United States and you wanted to send somebody to a foreign nation, right? What characteristics would you be looking for in somebody who would represent you to another nation, okay? There's really three major things, okay? One is this. This person would need to know you very well, wouldn't they? They would need to know you very well, and they would need to know the message very well. Isn't that right? Because that's why you're sending them, to give this message. And so they don't need to necessarily know everything about you, and they don't need to know everything you've ever said necessarily. It'd be nice if they did, but they will definitely need to know your demeanor, your heart, the way you carry yourself, your character as a person, and they would need to know also the message that you have sent them to know. If they don't know that, they're going to misrepresent your message, right? So they need to have good understanding. All right. The next thing is, if they know you well, and they know the message, and they got it down, it's not going to help if they're not able to clearly communicate that message. And so they're going to have a skill to be able to deliver the message you've sent them to deliver, right? What's another word for an ambassador? A diplomat, right? And so they're going to have to be diplomatic. They're going to have to give the message in a way that's not going to offend the other people, right? Right? That's what we want. And so they're going to have to deliver the message well. And the last thing is this. You'll understand this if you send somebody. That person, the moment their feet step foot in that other nation, they are already representing you. Because everybody knows. There's the representative of President Barry, right? Or President Ha, or President Valdez, right? And when they show up, President Valdez sounds good. When they get there, they already know this is his representative. And if that guy is rude and obnoxious and unreasonable, or if that person, if we find out this person, you know, is a drunk or a liar or a thief, before that guy has said anything, he's already communicating a message. And so you're going to want to have somebody who has a good testimony. And so what do we need? We need adequate knowledge in our ambassador. We need sound reasoning ability with our ambassador. And we need a good testimony. If we want ourselves to be represented well, that's what we're going to want. Well, as long as we have a good message to give, and as long as we have a good testimony, and as long as we have good reasoning, that's who we want to be represented in that other place. And that, by the way, our God has all of those, right? Our God has a message. Our God has a message that is right and true. And there's no flaws in that message. Our God, it has a character that is flawless. And a God who is full, what, of grace and truth, we said. And so, and our God is reasonable. He says, let us reason together. He doesn't just say things and expect us to just buy it right off without any explanation. No, God goes to great lengths to prove what he has said in his word. And even as Jesus came, as Jesus Christ, the example of the ambassador came. He did the signs and the miracles. Why? To prove that what he is saying was true. So here's what we're saying. We have a God who has a message that's accurate. We have a God who is very reasonable in his thinking. And we have a God who is compassionate. And so we need to represent him well, don't we? So if those qualities are important for us to represent us well, how much more important are those three qualities important as we represent the God of the universe? As an ambassador for Christ, we need these three things: accurate knowledge, sound reasoning, and a good testimony. And we need all three. Well, what do you mean? Okay, if we have the knowledge right, we know the doctrines of the Word of God, we know how to study our Bible, we could have verses memorized, and then we have learned to deliver the message reasonably, you know, and deliver it in a way that people can understand and get the message to them, but then we live in a way that's contrary to our message, here's what you're going to do. You will make people offended by how you live, but not just at you, but they'll be offended at the message you gave because you represent that message. And so our testimony is very important, isn't it? You can have all the knowledge in the world and you can be the most eloquent person in the world, but if you don't have good character, you are misrepresenting God. And you're tying that poor character to that message. That's not good. What if you have a good testimony, a great demeanor, and you know the message well, but you don't know how to give the message out? You don't know how to talk to people about it. So there's no reasoning in what you're saying. Then what you're going to do is you're going to confuse them. They might like you, but they won't know your message. Or they might like you, and they might think you're nice, but you don't make any sense. So no, right? And so it's very important that we have sound reasoning, right? Are we following? I know this is a lot to think through, but that's why I didn't give you the notes. I want you to follow along with this, okay? Maybe even lift our heads up. Yes! All right, thank you. You can have a good demeanor. You can have a good testimony. You can deliver your message well and be so clear and easy to follow, but then you don't have the right message, and all you'll do then is be a good communicator and convince them of a false message. That happens a lot. There's a lot of buildings that have the word church on it that are doing that today. And so accurate knowledge is very important. Doctrine. And so here's what you need. You need all three. You need a good testimony. You need sound reasoning. And you need accurate knowledge. And I hope you're seeing this is what we're going for in this series. That's going to be the basic outline of our series: growing in your testimony, growing in your reasoning, and growing in your knowledge of God. Right? These are the three things. Now, I want to say this: you're not going to have this down pat ever. You're never going to perfectly represent God in your testimony. It's not going to happen. You're never going to perfectly explain where anybody on planet Earth can understand the truth that God has given you to give. And you're never going to know everything there is to know about the Bible. And so what are we saying? Well, we always need to be growing in these areas. Our goal is not to be the perfect ambassador. Our goal is to be a better ambassador tomorrow than we were today. And so we need to constantly and consistently be growing and becoming a better and a better and a better ambassador, a better representative. And here's what that's going to mean. You're going to have to deny yourself. You're going to have to get over what you want out of this life. You're going to have to get over the pleasures you want. Hey, if you want a good testimony, you're going to have to stop doing some stuff that you like to do. Sorry. If you want to be a good ambassador, you're going to have to let go of those things. You're going to have to change how you talk to people sometimes. We're going to deal with all the ins and outs of all this. If you want a good testimony, and not just so that people look at you and say, wow, they're a good testimony. No, it's because you want to represent God well. If you want to learn how to communicate with people, and if you want to give the message that God has for this world, and you want to communicate it, you're going to have to get over this, I can't talk to anybody, I don't like people thing. You have to give up on that. You can talk to people. You can think through these things. The God who made, who wrote the Bible, He gave us His Word as a Bible, as a book. The same one who inspired the Word of God as a book created your brain, and you can do this. So you're going to have to give that up. I'm not smart enough. I can't do that. Okay, maybe you can't do that as well as somebody else. That's not what we're asking, but you can be involved with understanding the Word of God and being able to clearly explain that to other people. You're going to have to give up that thinking that that's just not who I am. I don't care who you are. Here's who you are: an ambassador. I think that often it is, but I think there are people that have decided this and believe it with all their heart. I am not smart enough. That is a lie. That is a lie. God can help you do this. So you're just going to have to give that up and start learning and get better. You don't have to be perfect at it. You just got to get a little bit better at it. A little bit better at it. A little bit better at it. But you're going to have to learn to communicate the message. You can love people all you want. You can know as much about the Bible as you want. But if you can't deliver it to somebody, you can't be a good ambassador. Right? And then you're going to have to learn the Word of God. And that means you're going to have to give up some time you spend watching shows that you like. Or scrolling through, just melting your brain, right? We cannot afford to melt our brains. In our world, this might sound weird, but I really do believe the devil is all in all of this stuff of melting our brain, because he knows if Christians can think, then they can get the message out to people. And here's what Paul did. He went and he reasoned with people. You know what that means? That means Paul was a thinker. That means Paul was going through this and understanding the Word of God and understanding what that meant for him. And he believed it all for himself so much so that he can deliver it to somebody else. And you know what they did in Berea? They thought back. They reasoned back. And if the devil can get us all to turn our brains off, no one's getting saved. We need to engage people's brains. And your brain, God made it. And I will not accept, I can't do this. I won't accept it. Yes, you can. But you're just going to have to decide to do the work that it takes. We'll have maybe a party together and everyone brings their phone and smashes them with a sledgehammer. I'd be for it. Because so many people cannot think because they're just letting people think for them over and over and over and over. And then teenagers say, no one tells me what to do except for TikTok. Except for Be Real. One guy on the whole planet tells everybody, all of the sheep who no one tells them what to do, but I have to, in 2 minutes, take a picture and send it. Okay, but no one controls your life. No, you decide who controls your life. You've decided to let that moron control your life instead of the Word of God and instead of authorities in your life who love you. All right. That's not in our notes. If you want that later, you just have to talk to me. So we need to work at this. No, we don't need to have it down in a week. It's a process, but we always need to be bettering ourselves. We always need to be engaging our mind more and growing in our mental capacity, right? We always need to be growing in our testimony and in our understanding of who God is and living for Him. We need to be growing. I want to say this. We're going to start. So we have a good testimony. We have sound reasoning. We have accurate knowledge. We're going to start with your testimony first. Why? Because here's the thing. I would rather you be kind and wrong than right and rude. I'm going to say that again. I would rather you be kind and wrong than right and rude. Because if you're kind and wrong, you'll explain a message and they might even believe a wrong message, but then later we can convince them with the truth. But if you are totally right and doctrinally accurate, but you are rude and obnoxious, then they know the message well and they hate it. And then there's a barrier, right? That too many times I've had to help people jump over barriers because I like what you're saying, Pastor, but I just can't get over this because I was in a church before that said the same thing and he was this way and that way and he did this or that and he, you know, could be in prison. You know, all these things are happening. Or he spoke to me a certain way. And the message of the gospel is tied with that guy's testimony. And that's hard. So we need to work on our testimony first. Because you're representing God well before you say anything. You're his ambassador before you start reasoning with people, right? And so we need to represent God well, even if we don't say anything. And if you don't know the message, I would encourage you not to try to make it up. You don't have to go out there and try to, you know, here's what I think the Bible says. Don't do that. It's okay if you don't know. You don't even have to say anything to anybody. You just live a good testimony, and later you can give that to them. But let's represent God well in our life and how we live and how we act, right? And then, when we're representing God well in our life, then what we're going to do is we're going to take some time learning how to reason, learning how to give the truth of the Word of God to people, right? And we're going to learn how that, because there are some things you do know. You know, the woman at the well, she didn't know much, but she knew her testimony, right? So that you have some knowledge to get out there. We need to learn how to give it out to people, right? And that is not a job just for me and Brother Tim and Brother Mike and Brother Josh and Brother Steve. That's our job, but we are all ambassadors. And we are all called to bring the message. And you have, if you're saved, you have enough message that you can give to people. We just need to unlock that part that says, I don't know how. And then, for I don't know how long, we're going to reason in ourselves the truths of the Word of God. Because, listen, you cannot tell people why they should believe the Bible if you don't know why you believe the Bible. And it's not enough to say, just read it and you'll find out. No. There's reasons. You're not going to be able to convince somebody why you don't live a certain way if you don't know why you don't live a certain way. You need to know for yourself. And by the way, if you don't learn these things for yourself, there's a good chance you're not going to last very long. Because the world is very good at explaining why they do what they do. And they have reasoning. Is it sound reasoning? No, it sure feels like it. And they will explain to you why they do what they do and don't do what they do. They will explain to you why they don't believe there's a God. They will explain to you why the Bible isn't true. And if you don't know why it is, you might be gone. And so we're going to take a lot of time in that. And we're going to learn how to answer our culture. If we're going to be a good ambassador, we need to know the message well, but we also need to know the people we're going to well, and what they're dealing with, and how they think. And you know, they're persuaded of something else. Why? And so how that we can listen to them and know how they think and what they're thinking and really truly listen because we care about them, and then show them and walk them through mentally, through reasoning, and explain, I can see why you think that, but let me explain to you why that might not be where you're wanting to head, and let me explain to you where there might be some bad thinking here, and then let me explain to you who our God is. Let me explain to you that our God is real. Let me explain to you what the Word of God is and why we believe it, and let me explain to you what He says, and do it reasonably, not just throwing verses at them and calling them heathens. That's not going to work. You need to reason with them. You see? And so that's what we're going to be doing. Sound good? I'm excited about it. So we're going to take a couple of lessons first to deal with testimony, then sound reasoning, then learning the truth. And I hope you come. I hope you come. You know, if you want to be a good ambassador, you're going to need to grow in these three areas. You need to grow in these three areas. Listen, this is why you are on this earth. This is the whole reason you're on this earth. God could have taken you to heaven the moment after you were saved, and that would have been the best thing for you. And honestly, that would have been the best thing for your relationship with God, honestly. But God left us here so that we can represent Him well. Not so that we can live our best life. Not so we can do whatever we want. But so that we can do what the Sovereign who sent us commissioned us to do, and represent Him well and give the message to this world. That's God's plan. You're a part of it. And so decide. I am going to grow in these areas. And the rest of this series, we're going to show you how to do that. And I'm looking forward to it. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for who you are, Lord. And thank you for sending your son down. And Lord, in a sense, being a representative of you and dying for us. And Lord, thank you again for those in our life who were a good ambassador. Lord, we are living proof that somebody in our life was a good ambassador. Somebody represented you well to us. Somebody had showed us your love, your compassion. Somebody reasoned with us through the truths of your word. Somebody put the work in to be in that place. And Lord, we're all called to be that. Help us. Help us to have a burden and a passion to be good ambassadors. Lord, we love you. Pray that you bless the rest of our day today. Bless the rest of the series. Be with those who are home and sick. I pray that they were able to follow along. And Lord, I'm looking forward to seeing them very soon. Lord, we love you. Pray that you be with our next service to come. Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed. I have lessons up here.